me.
Shavuot Tov. A good week.
I'm proud of myself because the time changed and I caught it this year.
I'm glad. I didn't
me
expect
too.
Because it's usually, this is usually the week that you get confused about the time. So
I know, and then I start calling you, right? Anyway, I'm doing better.
Glad to hear it. We'll start in a little bit.
Thank you very much. Let's put it back on.
I'm sorry. Connie, did you ask a question?
Oh, no. My husband wants permission to open up the doors. It's kind of chilly today. I said for 1 hour he can.
Okay. I understand.
For me, 73 is cold, so I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Well, that's why you live in Arizona. What can you do?
That's exactly right.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Let's get started. Please join me in saying the Amish Kaf. Another call.
So,
we do. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel.
Shavatenu Kabel.
Ubatsiakateni. Yo. Shin Kufav, Sadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe. Adonai Yohe Wahe. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Notzer Avon V'Afesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to be reading from the verses from the various years. We'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu V'yachda L'Shem Yud He Bevav He V'yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Connecting to the year 5777, the year we are in now, the year of the goat, is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, the first of two verses that connect to this year. Utsod zaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of each word, it parses into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as to appear like brothers. And the final letters of these five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. And both of these translations, both of these secrets concealed within the verse, relate to the energy of the year of the goat. Another verse that connects to this year's energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed with an equal letter separation of seven letters. Kim Badonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadabaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. In the year 5776, last year, the year of the pause, we also have two verses that we connect to. The first of these is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yichaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Are Kaha. The second verse that connects us to this year is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Vitu ba Adonai Adead Ibiya Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olami. And now the year 5775 that has three verses that connect to its energy. The first of these is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo ishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23 is the second of the three. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yitabe sham ushavtem elai el nahon vehalachti item vechayayim yeshno baretz bekipasti oto bekol alfe yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Hegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. Verse 70, there was only one verse that connects to the year 5774. Second Samuel chapter 7, verse. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vushakam. Takta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu. Bene avla laanoto ta'asher barishona. Now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, chapter 29. This verse connects to the energy of certainty, and we always need a greater connection to that energy of certainty. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane nan tuku chabarifu. Koma diaved leela witata kola. Ihu kishot biovada. Dikshot belate lachmi la bialma. Givae barnach. Vadachia leya. Mineya ulan haga, peya kilana, ihakulu ovada, tikshot inun wikola itzterich, bealma. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim.
Thank you.
And now we're going to connect to the energy of the Tzaddikim that left, that chose to leave during this day, which is the 5th of Cheshvan, which started last night and will run through sundown tonight. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalisher, Rabbi Moshe Birdogo, the son of Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Meir Helfrin, he was a rabbi in the city of Lublin, Rabbi Avraham Yosef Reis, and Rabbi Avraham Halevi Zion. And the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is the second of the classes in you can find the handout and the location of where we start in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the second row, the right-hand column, where it says, Why Kabbalah Now? Click on that, and then you'll see where it says, Why Study Zohar, Class 1A? When you click on that, it will open up to the right location. And we start out with my commentary. This is the second class in this series, Why Study the Zohar? It is recommended that one listen to the recording, which is dated October 30th, on this subject. And you can find the recordings. All of the recordings are no longer being sent out specifically by email, but are being posted into a web page, which is yeshem.com/recordings, recordings.htm. And you'll find the latest recordings at the top of the page, and there's specified the date that the class was given. The study of the Zohar HaKadosh in our times is very necessary to protect and save us from all evil. The study of the Zohar HaKadosh in our times is very necessary to protect and save us from all evil. For the revelation of this wisdom of our times helps purify protected greatly, so that we will be able to cling with a complete heart to our Father in heaven. For the people of prior generations were tzaddikim and chassidim, righteous and loving, and people of great deeds, and thus were saved from the accusers. But now we are far removed from our source. And what and even if the things are closed up and you do not understand them, do not refrain from reading them. For a Brit, a covenant was forged with the Brit. With fear and with desire of the heart, that the word should not come back, and the look of the man that died to keep with my family about, and their crocodile. Yes.
There's a lot of static on the line. I'm not getting any of what you're saying. Somebody, it sounds like wind or something.
Yeah, I'm hearing it also, and as I was finishing this paragraph, I was going
to... I'm sorry to interrupt.
You read the phones by pressing 6, that usually will understand. And if people don't, I would be forced to do that I've muted the phones for everyone. I'm not hearing the static anymore, so that means the recording will come through clear. I hope no one else is hearing the static anymore. If you need to ask a question, and I prefer that you do ask questions, please press star 6 to unmute your phones. I'm continuing to read. And who can mention the greatness of the Kedusha of the Sefer HaZohar and its benefits? And even one that does not understand its depths, when he learns its language and its words, results in great benefit for the soul and purifies it and illuminates it, as it is well known. It is already well known the greatness of the Sefer Tikkun HaZohar, composed by the Tana Elokai Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zichuto Yagen Aleinu, has the merit to be alive even while not in this world. Fortunate is the man who listens and dwells in it every day, for our sages have declared that even its language is very beneficial for the soul, even when he does not understand what he reads. He said that before the arrival of Mashiach, heresy would increase, Chas v'shalom, God forbid, and the advice to protect oneself from this is to do these three things. The first one is to say every day the Zohar HaKadosh, even if one does not understand, because saying the Zohar is a great benefit to achieve purity of soul. The congregation of Israel accepted and practiced the holy study of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim alone or in multitudes, young or old. For the time when the light of the two great luminaries, the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim, shined and rose, the children of Israel, the congregation of Israel, accepted and practiced the holy study of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim alone or in multitudes, young or old, and even when they cannot understand the secret and pure sayings in those holy sefarim, those holy books, nevertheless they drink with thirst the things written there, and they rejoice greatly when reading them. And if in one place 100 people are found studying the Zohar HaKadosh, then 1,000 people will be found studying the Tikkunim. For most of the Balei Batim hold on fast to the study of the Tikkunim, and this is their custom each and every year, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. And that is what we did this year with an English translation. It'll be said later on, but just to clarify, the Tikkunim refers to the Zohar, or the Tikkun HaZohar. They are really two different books serving two different purposes. And the reason why the study of the Tikkunim spread during these days of Teshuvah, meaning the month of Elul through Yom Kippur, more than the study of the Zohar HaKadosh, is because when a man sins, he damages more in the world of action, the world of Asiyah. And it is known that the 70 Tikkunim that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made, since they follow more the pattern of numbers, therefore its study causes a greater Tikkun in the world of Asiyah. For in that world lies the secret of numbers and the accounts. Therefore, during the days of Teshuvah, we accustom to study the Sefer HaTikkunim. And that's the writings of the Ben Ish Chai, a great Sephardic sage. When a person makes the effort to know in this life and studies, even if he has no heart for them now, he will have the heart in the yeshiva of the firmament. And we have also learned that he who loves the wisdom of truth, Kabbalah, and he does not find anyone who will teach him, he will read in it on his own, even if he commits mistakes in it. From every single word, every elevated trees, very elevated trees, are made. What was decreed in the heavens regarding the prohibition of studying this wisdom in public applied only for a determined period, until the completion of the year 5250, which was 1540. And from then on, we are in what is called the period of the last generations. And the decree was eliminated and permission given to study the Sefer HaZohar. And from the year 5300, which is 1590, it is a mitzvah that the multitudes, great and small, should occupy themselves with the Sefer HaZohar, as it is brought in the Re'eya Mehemna, and I am adding the portion of the Holy Zohar. The Re'eya Mehemna is translated as the Faithful Shepherd. And throughout our Zohar HaSulam, you'll see sections titled or labeled that. And given that through this merit and through none other will the Melech HaMashiach come, we should not delay. And he whom Hashem graced with the merit to study this wisdom will have a taste in this world of and also in the world that is coming. And he who did not merit to understand the Sefer HaZohar, nevertheless should read it, for the language itself is effective in purifying the soul. And you should not think what many fools who destroyed themselves thought. Since I do not understand, I will not occupy myself with the Torah. For they err, for they are obliged on what was recommended of them. And if they understand, fine. And if they do not, it's also fine as well. For it is written, and you shall speak, meditate on the Torah day and night. And it is not written, and you will understand the Torah day and night. And thus you will find the words of the Tana in the Perkei Avot. If you studied a lot of Torah, they will give you a great reward. And it is not written if you understood a lot of Torah. But the Tana said, if you studied, and you should try to understand, and if you understand, fine. And if not, the reward of the study you have in your hands. And as the Tana said, according to the suffering is the reward. And they have also said, the person who does not learn because he does not understand, this is the advice of the Yetzer Hara. He should persevere in his studies, and the understanding will come. For when the Holy One, blessed be He, sees his desire in the Torah and his clinging to it, he will open for him the springs of wisdom, as it is written. For Hashem will give wisdom from his mouth, knowledge and understanding. Your main study should always be in that part of the Torah that you desire the most, whether it is Gemara, Midrash, Remes, or the Kabbalah. As the Ari HaKadosh wrote in the Sefer Drashot HaNeshamot, the HaGilgulim Perakimel, the gates of reincarnation is what it's referring to. There are men that all their desire is to study Peshat, and there are others who study Remes, yet others wish to study Gematriot, and others the Kabbalah. And all this is according to the purpose of his reincarnation at that time, in this particular lifetime. For since he completed the other areas in prior reincarnations, Gilgulim, he does not need to occupy himself with it in all his Gilgulim, in all his reincarnations. And do not listen to the words of those who oppose you regarding what you wish to study within the Torah. And they tell you, why do you spend all your time studying this particular area of the Torah? Do not listen to them, because according to what you desire to study, precisely for that you came to the world. And if you listen to their words, you will need to reincarnate again and be killed by the sword of the angel of death, God forbid, and taste the taste of death. So don't listen to those who want to destroy your soul. For you should know that the Satan enclosed himself in these people. In order to prevent and oppose the soul of the person that studies the particular portion of the Torah that his soul desires to study, in order to separate him from there, so that he will need to come in additional Gilgulim. And I say, I wish that the great rabbis of each generation would not be light in respect to the study of the holy wisdom. And I wish that they would teach their students to occupy themselves with this wisdom. Then for sure that there would be no chance of the foreign wisdoms raising their head, and all wisdoms would be subservient to the wisdom of the Zohar. Just as the darkness is subdued by light, but what can we do? For our sins caused a few of the Tzaddikim in our generation closed the door and said that they should not learn until the students would reach great levels and Ruach HaKodesh. And it is because of this that we were left naked of this holy wisdom. And though our many sins, or through our many sins, foreign wisdoms increased, and the fools walk in darkness. May Hashem say soon in our days, and I am adding, may we all say Amen, Kein Yehi Ratzon. May it be Hashem's and our will. Let there be light. Therefore, my sons and brothers, accustom yourselves to study the words of the Sefer HaZohar and the Tikkunim. And he who did not see the light of the Zohar never saw light in his life, and has not tasted the taste of Torah, which purifies the soul, even if when studied with the lips it is a segula and a tikkun for the soul, and especially the Sefer HaTikkunim, which are repairs and corrections for the soul from all sins and sicknesses. The reason why our sages wrote that the study of the Zohar HaKadosh is so elevated, even when one does not know what he is reading, is because regarding all the Torah, there is Pardes, the initials of the four levels of Torah, the Peshat, the remes, the drash, and the sod. And in all those, the first letter of those four words spells pardes, which means garden. And in all studies, the sod, or the secret part, is not readily recognizable. But on the contrary, the one who reads and studies focuses on the level of Peshat only. And Peshat means simple meaning, the simple stories. And he doesn't know or understand if there are secret levels there. But regarding the Zohar LaHakadosh, the secrets are openly revealed. And the one who studies knows that the subject deals with wondrous things and deep secrets of the Torah. And he did not know about this. And this causes great benefit to repair the soul. And at the time of the footsteps of the Mashiach, with the strengthening of evil and indecency and evil character traits under the heads of the Erev Rav, the hidden light from heaven was revealed. The Sefer HaZohar and the Tikkunim and the Kitvei HaRi HaKadosh, the writings of the Ari. And through this study, we remove the weeds and the evil in our souls and will merit to cling to the superior light and will merit to all good character traits. And this is why this light was revealed in these times. And the main aspect of your study should be in the secrets of the Torah, so that you will perceive the light and the life force of Hashem, but not so that you will be a mekubal, or asking questions constantly. But as our master, the Ari HaKadosh, said, that in our times the secrets became the revealed things. And it is gladness to Hashem when we study the secrets of the Zohar. Excuse me, the secrets of the Torah, and we reveal them to all Israel, but on the condition that we mentioned before, because otherwise he has no portion in the secrets of the Torah. Simply reading the Sefer HaZohar and the Tikkunim is a holy and elevated matter, for all the words are like holy flames of fire, to kindle the soul, and to purify it, and to sanctify it. And it is proper to fix the study of 5 pages of the Zohar HaKadosh every single day. And this is of great benefit for the soul, to eliminate it, and purify it, and to repair it, and to remove thorns from it, the evil character traits and evil lusts, and to be deserving of the pleasantness of Hashem. And it is also a cure for the sins and the transgressions of the soul. Therefore, our master, the Ari HaKadosh, gave this tikkun for the Baal Teshuvah, for the person who is returning, to say 5 pages of the Zohar, or the tikkunim, every day. And in this fashion, my holy uncle, Rabbi Tzvi, would conduct himself. I heard from my master, Rabbi Hillel Miporitz, that the Baal Shem Tov said 3 things are an exception to the rule of one who increases and one who diminishes, as long as his heart is focused on heaven. But on the contrary, these 3 things should be increased, whether one has the proper intention or not. One of these 3 is the study of the Zohar HaKadosh, for anyway, it purifies the neshama. And even when he cannot fully understand the study by itself, it is beneficial. For after death, when this matter will be purified, then he will merit to understand. Therefore, a man should study even when he does not understand. He who has no merit to understand, even so he will read the language, for it is effective to purify the soul and to illuminate it with an awesome light. He told me that I should learn the Sefer HaZohar a lot, for because of the darkness of the Galut, the exile, we need illumination from a great light, and the rest of the studies are not enough, even if he is constantly studying. Even if you are constantly occupied with your business dealings, whether in wealth or in poverty, you should not separate from the study of this wisdom. God forbid, for why do you live, and why did we merit this revelation in our generation? Something that was only revealed in the generation of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his companions. 1 hour of the study of Zohar is the equivalent of 30 days of the study of the plain meaning of Torah. Our Holy Master Rabbi Chaim Vital, may his merit shield us, in the introduction to the book Etz Chaim, warned the students of the Torah, those who listen to the word of God, the great obligation they have to study the hidden Torah, the Kabbalah, and the great punishment for neglecting its study, because 1 hour of this study does the same as 30 days of the study of Peshat, the plain meaning of the Torah. Woe to those who don't put their hearts to it and close their eyes so that they don't look into the secrets of the Torah. Woe to fools who regard the Torah as mere books of a book of tales. Said Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, woe to the man who regards the Torah as a book of mere tales and everyday matters. If that were so, even we could compose a Torah dealing with everyday affairs and of even greater excellence. And even the princes of the world possess books of greater worth, which we could use as a model for composing such a Torah. The Torah, however, contains in all its words supernal truths and sublime mysteries. The Torah needed to wear garments in order to descend to this world. Observe the perfect balancing of the upper and lower worlds. Israel here below is balanced by the angels on high, of whom it says, who makes your angels into winds? For the angels in descending on earth put on themselves earthly garments, as otherwise they could not stay in this world, nor could the world endure them. Now if thus it is with the angels, but how much more so must it be with the Torah that created them, that created all the worlds, and is the means by which these are sustained. Thus, had the Torah not clothed herself in garments of this world, the world could not endure it. The stories of the Torah are thus only her outer garments, and whoever looks upon that garment as being the Torah itself, woe to that man. Such a one will have no portion in the next world. David thus said, open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your Torah. Meaning, the things that are beneath the garments. Observe this. Senseless people look only at the garments, but the wise look into the soul of the Torah. The garments worn by a man are the most visible part of him, and senseless people looking at the man do not seem to see more in him than the garments. But in truth, the pride of the garments in the body of the man, and the pride of the body is the soul. Similarly, the Torah has a body made up of the precepts of the Torah called guf of the Torah. The bodies, the main principles of the Torah. And that body is enveloped in garments made up of worldly narrations. The senseless people only see the garments, the mere narrations. Those who are somewhat wiser penetrate as far as the body. But the really wise, the servants of the Most High King, those who stood on Mount Sinai, penetrate right through to the soul, the root principle of all, namely to the real Torah. In the future, the wise will learn the secrets of the Torah. In the future, the same is destined to penetrate even to the super soul, to the soul of the Torah. Observe that in a similar way, in the supernal world, there is garments, body, soul, and super soul. The heavens and their hosts are in the outer garments. The community of Israel is the body, which receives the soul, to wit the glory of Israel, and the super soul is the ancient Holy One. All these are interlocked within each other. Woe to the sinners who consider the Torah as mere worldly tales, who will see its outer garment. Happy are the righteous who fix their gaze on the Torah proper. Wine cannot be kept save in a jar. So the Torah needs an outer garment. These are the stories and the narratives, but it is incumbent upon us to penetrate beneath it. The language of the Zohar awakens the person in great measure to the service of the Blessed Creator. The language of the Zohar purifies the soul. One who does not merit to understand the Zohar, he should nonetheless learn because the language of the Zohar purifies the soul. One who occupies himself with the study of the Zohar brings closer the redemption and brings great pleasure to the Holy One, blessed be He. 1 hour of the study of Zohar is the equivalent of 30 days of the study of the plain meaning of Torah. Our Holy Master, Rabbi Chaim Vital, may his merit shield us, in the introduction to the book Etz Chaim, warned the students of the Torah, those who listen to the Word of God, the great obligation they have to study the hidden Torah, the Kabbalah, and the great punishment of neglecting its story. Because 1 hour of the study does the same as 30 days of the study of Peshat. If you are beginning to wonder why there are duplications, why we're continually being taught the same thing about the Zohar, it's because people forget. People need to be reinforced with constant reminders, and especially on things of this nature, the Zohar and the Tikkunim. We forget. We listen to the negative system. And the only thing that breaks the hold of the negative system in this generation is the Zohar, as we have been reading and we will continue to read. Number 8, continuing to read. The study of Zohar is extremely beneficial. Through studying the Zohar, you can attain enthusiasm for all your sacred studies. The very language of the Zohar is so holy, it can motivate you to serve God. The Zohar uses most forceful expressions in speaking about our duty toward God. When speaking of a person who does good, the Zohar says, Zakah, worthy is he. On the other hand, it cries out against the sinner, Vai, woe, woe is to him. Woe is to the soul who strays from serving God. Reading such expressions can greatly influence you to serve God. When he used it in the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made the Aramaic Targum language so holy that even other things written in this language have the power to arouse a person toward God. The redemption will come in the merit of the study of the Kabbalah. And you will see that the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, the house of our holiness and our glory, and the fact that we were exiled from our land was due to the sin of abandoning, annulling the Torah, Bitul Torah. As it is explained in our Holy Torah, and all the nations will say, why did Hashem do this to the land? And they will say, for they have abandoned the covenant, the Brit of Hashem, the God of their parents. And you know this is what is being taught in certain elements of the Western world. And the covenant mentioned here is the Torah. And in reality, we find that the Holy One, blessed be He, was lenient regarding the sin of idolatry and forbidden relations and the spilling of blood. But He was not lenient regarding the denigration of the Torah. As it is written, because they abandoned my Torah. And the prophet screamed clearly, and me they have abandoned, and my Torah they have not observed. And our sages explained, I wish they had forsaken me, but my Torah they had observed. You find then that all the anger that angered the Holy One, blessed be He, regarding Israel, was due to the Torah. For in regarding any action, there is no one that will understand the cause of the action, its quality and its essence, as the one who executes that action. And he is the one who fully understands it, its essence, and the reason why he did that action. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be He, who is the worker of all actions, He knows that toil in the Torah is the head of all the tikkunim, all the repairs, all the corrections. Therefore, He warned regarding the Torah many times, and He became angry at us, and all His anger was because His Torah was abandoned. The redemption will come in the merit of the study of Kabbalah. And this rule is in our hands, that in every generation that the Beit HaMikdash is not built, it is considered as if it had been destroyed in their time, in our time, because it's not yet built. And since the generation has free will to choose to involve themselves in good pursuits that would bring the construction of the Beit HaMikdash, and they did not do so, therefore the destruction is attributed to them. And since we can choose good and reject evil, and we can do great tikkunim, great corrections, through our involvement in the study of the Torah and we do not. We find ourselves as the cause of the strengthening of the Sitra Achra, Chas V'Chalila, and in particular the study of the true wisdom of Chachma Et, Chachmat HaEmet, which is the study of the Kabbalah, which is the head of all the Tikkunim, as the holy Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, in the merit of the study of the Kabbalah will the children of Israel go out of exile. The Torah which the angels desired was the Kabbalah. I need to check the length of this section, and it's going to be too long for us to complete during the next 5 minutes. So I'm going to stop here for this class. We will continue next Sunday with the third class. And then there's a whole additional section as well. So this study will go for a while. And it is needed, even though it seems like it's a duplication. It's not. It's this study that will help keep this month of flood under control. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to unmute the phone and see if the static is gone. If you have a question, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your own phone. In the meantime, I'm going to discuss our classes this coming week. Next Saturday is the 11th of Cheshvan. It's one of the high energy days, but since it is on Shabbat, it's more intensely high energy. We won't be doing a study, but we have on our website recordings and handouts from earlier 11th of Cheshvan days. Because what's so special about this day? The longest living human being, Methuselah, he left the world on this day. And in his merit of sitting Shiva, that the whole world sat Shiva for this honored human being, the flood was delayed 2 additional days. It was supposed to come on the 15th, but it came on the 17th in the merit of Methuselah. And then there is Rachel Imenu, Rachel, our mother, who died in childbirth on the way, on this day, the 11th of Cheshvan. And because it was childbirth, it was also the birth of Benjamin HaSadiq, Ben Yaakov. Benjamin, the last tribe, the 12th tribe, the only one born in the land itself, took place on this 11th day. You're beginning to get a sense of the power of the energy. With that in mind, Monday's classes, 4:30 and 7. 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. 7 will be an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday, 4:30 and 7. 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And 7, even though it's an election day, the results will be available after the class. And at 7 o'clock, West Coast time, we will begin our study of the 10 luminous emanations, which is a rearrangement of the book Etz Chaim, as described in our reading today. It's a famous book. It's a very important book, but it is confusing because it's not orderly. And Rabbi Ashlag rearranged it so that it was more orderly. Wednesday at 4:30 and 7, 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, and 7 o'clock are West questions and answers. And Thursday at 4:30 are advanced reincarnation classes, a Zohar class at 7 p.m. Saturday at 6 is our Havdalah connection. And at 7 is a Zohar representing the first opportunity to connect to the Zohar in the new energy of the new week. And next Sunday at 10:30, there will be a continuation of this class, Why Study the Zohar? And at 2 o'clock West Coast time, today, we will have the second of our basic class here in Atlanta, but everyone is welcome through the conference call. This class is why the world was created and what am I doing here? What is my purpose here? Come learn again for the first time, because we forget and we need reminders. I bid all shalom and a beautiful week, a Shavuot Tov filled with peace, filled with joy, filled with happiness. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.